This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Thank you. Can't say it enough, because we wouldn't be able to start the show telling you that we're the most listened to program in the Northern Plains if you weren't out there tuned into the radio and allowing us to say just that. And how pleased we are as well to have you be part of the audience. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's Auction Company. And I'm telling you what, if I were you, I'd go to Piper's.com and find yourself a bargain or two. Because our friends at Piper's have a bunch of machinery auctions scheduled with some great equipment. And I'm looking at things like a 2012 John Deere 1890 NT 60-foot air drill. I'm looking at combines. I'm looking at tillage equipment. I'm looking at tractors with like 960 hours on them, and here's a 2015 John Deere 9620R, 57 hours on it, a 6159M loader with loader, only 488 hours on it, combines with only 900 hours on it, and again, tillage equipment, headers, excellent lineup, semi-trucks, grain trucks, trailers. For those auctions and all the details, go to Piper's.com or give them a call. They'll happily send you a catalog as well. Piper's.com, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. The toll-free telephone number. Tom Fryer's in the house. Tom Fryer, of course, of the North Dakota Family Alliance. We're going to talk about some events that the North Dakota Family Alliance is putting up with some folks you've heard of before. The Benham Brothers coming to town. And also a couple of things in the headlines. Donald Trump, in some measure of controversy over an interview with MSNBC's Chris Matthews. I'm thinking, Tom, the first thing that he should have done is not done an interview with Chris Matthews at MSNBC, and then maybe he wouldn't be dealing with this issue today. What do you think?
He probably should have understood that.
Yeah, that pretty much comes. You go do an interview with Chris Matthews at MSNBC. He's not there to help you in any way if you're a Republican candidate for anything.
No, or you need to have very good measured response.
Right, yeah. And honestly, I like the idea of him doing the interview because it takes the message to a whole different audience, but you better be prepared for what's coming, and obviously he wasn't. So we'll talk about that, and then something the FDA is touting now, that women can take abortion pills and you know, they're loosening the rules and, you know, making it easier to, it's just, there's a headline that was absolutely chilling in the New York Times. We're going to talk about that a little later on today in the program. But before we do any of that, let me introduce some special guests you have coming to town, which is really neat. David and Jason Benham are here. These two are identical twins. They played Major League Baseball. How's that for cool? They've written a book called Whatever the Cost over an episode with HGTV, you may remember. They were named as the host of Flip It Forward, a program on HGTV, one of these shows that I'm addicted to. I don't know about you, Tom, but I can't watch enough of these shows, you know, where they're flipping these homes and they're dressing them up and everything else. They're a lot of fun. Anyway, there was a controversy there because they were part of the show, and then some different groups, activist groups, started raising a stink over their personal beliefs and saying, hey, whoa, wait a minute, you're going to put them on HGTV? They'll tell us the story. But please welcome to What's on Your Mind, David and Jason Benham, North Dakota bound. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're doing well, man. Thanks for having us.
We're looking forward to coming out to the Dakotas.
Now, have you
been before?
I was just going to ask, have you been to North Dakota before? It's a no?
Never have.
Never.
Oh, wow.
How about that? So what do you know about North Dakota? What are your preconceived, connotations of what you're going to find here in the great state of North Dakota. Any ideas?
We hear that the people are amazing, but there's just not that many of them.
That's a fair point. I guess we have to take that, Tom, don't we?
Sure.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, we hear that the North Dakota Family Alliance is a force to be reckoned with, that's protecting family values all across the state. So we are super pumped about being involved with them.
You got that right, too. So that's great. That's fantastic. And we'll do this again before the end of the program. But, Tom, tell folks where the Benham Brothers are going to be.
We will have two events this coming Monday evening at 6:30 in Bismarck at 1603, the event center up there. And then in Fargo here on Tuesday, April 5th at the Hilton Garden Inn.
All right. So ndfa.org. would be the
website. That is, go to ndfa.org, and there's a place to click on to get all the pertinent information.
So I know you guys get around the country quite a bit, which is great, and you've hit North Dakota pretty well. Tell us a little bit about your message. What do you want to talk about when you come chat with folks here in North Dakota?
Well, one of the things, and this is David speaking, one of the things that Jason and I did immediately after we got fired from HGTV, and we're going to tell the story at these events in North Dakota, so I'm not going to let too much out of the bag. I want you guys to hear it for yourself in person. There's a lot of details behind the scenes that most people don't realize that's happening all across this country with just the coercion that's happening in culture. And we're seeing that here in North Carolina with the House Bill 2 that was just passed, and now IBM and NCAA and NFL and American Airlines are coming after us, and then the ACLU just sued the governor. Well, when we get into North Dakota, we'll be speaking about some of these things that were happening behind the scenes with Jason and I at HGTV. And we're traveling the country, and we're telling people, first of all, if you're a person of faith, if you call yourself a Christian, we pledge our allegiance to Christ, whatever the cost. And secondly, if you're an American, just straight-up American, these freedoms that we were given need to be fought for and protected, and handed on for others to do the same, whatever the cost. So now is a time in our nation's history where we need men and women of courage that are willing to step up and say, you know what, even if it costs me something to be a Christian or to be a conservative or to stand up for family values, I'm willing to pay the price. And that's what our book's about, and we're seeing it resonate all across America, including with many of the presidential candidates that have been reaching out to us, asking us to host events with them and other things like this.
Jason, you know, you only need to watch the Grammy Awards or the Academy Awards or whatever to know there's a major double standard because, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the culture and where we're at and your views on what's happening. But regardless of your views, you should be able to have a viewpoint and a religious belief and also, you know, be on television, right? I mean, but there's a double standard when you actually have a more conservative view of the culture. Am I wrong?
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, you've got to remember that the enemy of darkness can't stand the truth. And so the thing that he has to do is silence the truth. You know, in any type of conversation with evil is going to be just a one-way street. And so, you know, David and I, we've gotten made fun of because we believe that there's a heaven and there's a hell. We believe that there's a God and there's a very real devil. And there's always going to be a fight there. And so the devil seeks to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And he wants to rob us of our voice. And one of the ways he does that is by scaring the life out of Christians, doing everything he can to scare them. And then they're silent. And when they're silent, the truth can't be known. And so that's why we're telling everybody, hey, look, let's not be silent. Let's just let the truth be known. But you're exactly right. There is a double standard. There always will be a double standard, but that standard does not mean that we continue to be quiet. We need to actually speak up.
So, David, I know you're going to tell the whole story at the events next week, and I'll be there and look forward to hearing it. But give me a little sliver of that. At what point did you realize, wait a minute here, wait a minute, what we believe in, what we stand for is going to cost us an HGTV gig here?
Before we actually signed with HGTV, we got an offer from TLC. We got offers from these other networks, and it was interesting because lots of networks wanted us. And HGTV's business department went and did a they scoured the internet and they did a background check. Of course, we were squeaky clean on the background check, but on the internet they realized that we're strongly pro-life and strongly pro-marriage. So they had a second meeting with my brother and I even before we signed, and they said, listen, there's a narrative that's out there that's been created over you and your brother. And we don't buy into this narrative, but none of us, and many of us even believe like you guys believe, but we're afraid to talk about it. And that's when Jason and I knew, like, okay, wow, we're kind of getting into this world of Hollywood or this world of reality television. And we're actually told from some of the executives that lots of people like, or, you know, believe just like you do in this industry, but we're just afraid to talk about it. So Jason and I knew at that point, okay, we really need to be resolved. We need to be willing to continue to believe like we believe, which is according to millennia of Christian history, and be willing to stand strong for that.
And I'm so glad you talk about it, because I think it gives other people the ability, because it's going to happen. If you have a strong belief and, you post something on Facebook, you put something up somewhere else in social media, as you say, those kind of things are going to be found. Those kind of conversations are going to happen in whatever. And I think by you two saying, here's what happened to us, it's going to happen to you too, but be strong about it, and here's why, really, really helps people. So you're doing a great service by getting around. I want to talk a little bit about your concerns. I mean, why you feel like we need to speak out about the culture and what you see as the biggest concerns, and we'll do that after a short break here. Tom Fryer with us from the North Dakota Family Alliance. Well, Tom will be here the whole hour. We're going to tackle a couple of issues that have been in the news, and more with the Benham brothers, who are North Dakota bound. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome them at 800-228-0550. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest Tom Deutscher talking about the Run for Change, a special event started in memory of his son, pregnant daughter-in-law, and granddaughter who were killed by a drunk driver.
We really didn't want our son's family viewed as more than just victims of a drunk driver. We wanted them to be remembered for, their accomplishments, the lives they touched, and the positive influence they had on society at such a young age. This is really a great event for the whole family. You get to spend some time together, you get some exercise, and you can pay tribute to those who are impacted by drinking and driving, much like us. So many people have the idea that it's normal and socially acceptable to drive home after a few drinks, and the reality is that a poor decision such as that may be their final decisions, such as in our case.
Join us for the Run for Change, April 23rd in Bismarck, as we run together to change attitudes about drunk driving. To learn more, register, or sponsor the event, go to ndrun.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Simple question. Does your smartphone have enough battery? There's nobody that's raising their hand right now, ever. Anywhere, nobody said, no, perfect, I got a great amount of battery. They're always, I mean, how many cords do you see and connections do you have and everything else? It's unbelievable. Guess what? Samsung figured all this out. So the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge are out now. And they have the biggest battery yet, and it has a fast wireless charging feature. Oh, man. But I love life without cords to plug phones in. It's also, by the way, got a bunch of cool stuff. A water-resistant enhanced camera for less blur and low light picture taking. A lot of really neat things to this. So the Galaxy S7, S7 Edge, this is the phone for you. And you can get it where? Be Mobile, that's where. The folks at the largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless in North Dakota, Verizon, the name you know and trust, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, so they have it all. And you'll find them all throughout North Dakota. Whether you're at home, the lakes are beyond, B-Mobile's got you covered. Fargo to Bismarck, Detroit Lakes to Grand Forks, Thief River Falls to Jamestown, Valley City to Wahpeton, Minot to Botno, Devil's Lake to Williston, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate. More of our conversation with the Benham brothers who are coming to North Dakota events next week in Bismarck and in Fargo for a little dessert social. Great chance to hear a great story. And most importantly, steel yourself for what's to come. Because a storm is brewing, and it is everywhere in my mind. That's why I appreciate the work, Tom, you guys do with the North Dakota Family Alliance, giving people the tools and putting on events like this, and also for what Jason and David do as well. Guys, can you bring us into one example of this storm that's brewing is in North Carolina right now, where you are. And yeah. We've seen versions of it here as well, and but it's the new normal. Tell us a little bit about that example of what kind of deterioration we're fighting in the culture right now.
Yeah, well, Abraham Lincoln, this is David speaking. Abraham Lincoln once said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. And we are watching what happened in the 60s sexual revolution now permeate and pervade the entire society and culture. And here in Charlotte, we had a transgender bathroom bill that basically opened up all of our bathrooms to any male who self-identifies as a female. And secondarily, the bill also opened up forced participation for Christian or any faith-based business owner to bake a gay wedding cake or print T-shirts for a gay pride parade or whatever, forced participation against their consciences. So religious liberty threat there. And it passed in Charlotte. But North Carolina is a Dillon's Law state, which means that that every city municipality is under the jurisdiction of the state government. And so we called, by God's grace, our General Assembly called a special session, and they put together a bill called House Bill 2. The governor signed it into law that evening, the same night, and it passed overwhelmingly. Matter of fact, we did not have one vote no against it. And so what was great about this bill is it overturned the Charlotte ordinance, but it said that only those men and women, you can only use the restroom that's according to your biological sex on your birth certificate, which is just common sense. And then secondarily, it said that business owners should never be forced to participate in events, not discriminate against individuals. That's not the issue. It's events that are against their religious convictions. So this was a very common sense bill. Well, here's how it works. The Human Rights Campaign put this bill together, and they really try to push their agenda.
No, they put the Charlotte bill together, not the HB2.
Yeah, they put the Charlotte bill together. Very good, Jason. Thank you. That's why he's here, guys. But they put this Charlotte ordinance, this bathroom bill together, and they try to push things through policy. But if they can't get policy, they'll then engage culture. So they went, since their policy got thwarted and was overturned, they then got NCAA, the NBA, Apple, American Airlines to start bullying our city officials, our state, our governor. But the governor stood strong. The General Assembly stood strong and would not repeal this bill. And now they're running into the courts. So the ACLU filed a lawsuit and is suing the governor. So what they do is they go policy, culture, courts. That's their pattern. That's their path. And they demand that you participate in the sexual revolution or else you'll be ostracized, demonized, and thrown out in society.
And it's great to see the governor in that case say, no, thanks, you're not bullying us here. Because if they win any of these, they'll just piss everywhere, right? They really have to be stood up to. So.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we see that happening in Georgia, you know, yeah, with our governor. I mean, that's and you know, he even said, I will not be strong-armed by pressure from business owners. And sure enough, he was strong armed, you know. And so we're seeing right here, God is giving us a picture of what courage looks like and a picture of what cowardice looks like. And we have to choose which one are we going to be.
And I just want to jump in real quick with a quote from Ronald Reagan. And I'm just doing this by memory, but he said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the DNA, he said, or in the bloodstream. He said, it must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we'll spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like to live in the United States where men were free. And we are seeing our religious freedoms, our First Amendment freedoms, and possibly our Second Amendment liberties taken from us by this bully agenda. And we have to stand, and the people of North Dakota need to gather together, and this is why we're so excited to be part of the two events on Monday and Tuesday in North Dakota with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We just think we've got a message, we've got a story, but we really want to encourage others. Guys, it is time to stand.
You know, we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to just talk about the culture in general, and that's a great example of the battle you're talking about in North Carolina. As you say, it spilled over. We had the debate in South Dakota and Georgia as well. But just in general, I think people get it. They get that, what passes for normal today is so different than it was even 5 and 10 years ago, and we are on a downward path. And some people get really dire about that. They get really, dark and just really want to throw in the towel. What message would you have to people about how they can influence improving the culture?
Well, and this is Jason speaking. The first thing I would say is, you know, hope has to spring from something where you feel hopeless. And so we first have to get to the root of it, which is none of this would have happened if the church had not first been silent. But the truth of the matter is now, once the church recognizes that and says, you know what, we've been silent and there's repentance there, then I want to tell you, we have, God will tax the most remotest grain of sand to bless us and to be with us and to give us strength and courage to stand strong for him if we'll simply just obey him and jump right into the fight. We are on the winning side.
And this is David speaking. The night is dark, as the psalmist says, the night is darkest just before dawn. The weeping lasts for a moment. Joy comes in the morning. So we really believe that a spiritual awakening is coming to America. We can see it. We're traveling the country. We're watching people begin to resonate with this message. So we are filled with hope and are so thankful that all you got to do for darkness to leave is flip the light on.
That's fabulous. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Travel safely to the great state of North Dakota. See you next week, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom, we're going to talk about this North Dakota governor's race from the North Dakota Family Alliance's perspective, a little on the Trump controversy of the last couple of days and more. We'll also give you details on where you can see the Benham brothers, who will be in Bismarck Monday and Fargo on Tuesday, coming up straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with print newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Like a broken record to you?
I like it.
But, you know, I always think, okay, once I've heard 10 seconds, I've heard the whole works of the opening riff. You know what I'm saying? No comment from Todd?
I feel you.
I was enjoying it. Just listen to the music. So I was listening to the music.
Right. Todd, the radio god Mitchell there, ladies and gentlemen. Manning the musical strings of the program.
Well, technically, no.
Brought to you by High Plains Apache today. Apache sprayers are the only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. What does that tell you? It says to me, the folks at Apache think, you know what? It's a good enough product. We'll put a whole 5-year warranty on it and make it standard. You don't have to pay any extra or anything else. That's how good our sprayers are. That's what it says to me. Had a grower the other day say, you can't believe how much money I save in input costs with an Apache sprayer. I kind of like the new theme song for the Apache sprayer. I don't know what happened to it, but there's less compaction on the ground.
Now you tell me.
Got that mechanical drive system that's very good. Models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons with booms up to 132 feet. That'll cover some serious ground. See these Apache sprayers. By the way, the 2016s, still some 2015s, some used models right now at High Plains Apache. Man down across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier, High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. They're fine facilities. For a few folks that are having some difficulty driving south of Minot, 20 miles south of Minot, some tough driving there, so be careful if you're out there and if you see or encounter other road conditions that you would like to pass along, keep somebody safe, please do so. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Back with more of Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. I feel like I have a million questions for you, Tom. I want to talk about the governor's race and the Republican nomination that will happen this weekend. And also about a couple of stories in the news, one related to Donald Trump and one related to the FDA. Any other questions you have for Tom are certainly welcome. One more time, though, on the Benham Brothers. They sound like they're going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, they're going to be great. And the time is 6:30 for social, 7 o'clock program, and then in Fargo at the Hilton on the 5th, Tuesday.
Monday.
Fargo's Bismarck, and Monday in Bismarck. At the 1603 Event Center.
Monday, Bismarck, Tuesday, Fargo.
Right.
NDFA.org, all the details.
NDFA.org.
Call the office.
Call the office. There's no charge. We're just reserving seats, and obviously it's a fundraiser, so there'll be a ask that night if you care, if you agree with the mission that we have and want to support it, you sure can do that. But you're going to be able to listen to those two brothers, and they have a great story.
Yeah, think about it. There's no charge. So we'll go hear a little bit about the good work the folks at North Dakota Family Alliance are doing. I take this in. This is worthwhile. You'd love this story from these guys. It'd be great. So let's talk a little bit about the governor's race. North Dakota Family Alliance does not endorse candidates, right?
Yep, we haven't endorsed up to the primary and so forth. In the general election in the fall, we have endorsed. We've endorsed legislative candidates, and we will probably endorse on the gubernatorial level as well.
I had a call earlier who said, I'm a delegate, and I'm trying to decide between these three. Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to endorse, Scott? I said, well, I'm not. You know, look, I'll tell you what I believe, honestly, about every one of them. Ask me anything. And we have an interesting conversation about it back and forth. And North Dakota Family Alliance would be a group I'd look to for the similar guidance on, you know, on the social conservative issues, knowing we align, right? That what you stand for, what you advocate for, what you're pounding the halls of the legislature for on our behalf would be, spot on. So what can you tell me about the candidates?
Well, first of all, I can tell you that I've been getting many of those calls too. And I've had to share with them that we are not endorsing at this point. But, the governor in our state really has the bully pull. He's the leader in our state. And if we look to that person, in this case, a man, to be that leader, we want him to lead us, not just in what many people look to a conservative fiscal area, but the social issues as well, and both of those. So they have an opportunity to sign or veto a bill, but a lot of it has to do just with their leadership on these issues. We just heard these two brothers talk about some things in the culture. Our governor can have a leadership there, too. And so these three gubernatorial candidates on the issues, as you've mentioned many times, they maybe aren't as strong as we'd like. Rick Becker has a record. Unfortunately, that record isn't very good in regards to the voting. He's told us that he's changed his mind, but we don't know that for certain. Doug Burgum, we understand, is socially liberal. And Wayne Stengem, one thing we want to make sure we talk about here is that when he was given the opportunity as Attorney General to carry out his duties, defending life, or other bills that were passed by the legislature, he did. Now, his previous voting records and some of the things he said maybe aren't quite as socially conservative as we'd like. So it's a difficult
interesting, though. You know, I hadn't thought of the bully pulpit angle that you're talking about, and I think that's worthy of considering. Hey, you have the bully pulpit, and to the extent we're concerned about these issues, how would you use it, is what you're asking.
Yes.
And I would actually argue you probably have a case there that Wayne Stengem would be at least the most proven one, because he's gone on the stage, and if one could maybe argue, hey, okay, well, he's, like you said some things that worry me or whatever, despite maybe having some reservations or saying things that maybe didn't align, actually went out there and did it and defended laws that were some of the best pro-life laws, for instance, yes, in the country. And that's a bully pulpit kind of thing, right? I mean, that's at least a record that he could point to. I hadn't thought of that before, but if I were Wayne Stengem, I'd be making that point.
Yes, and hopefully he could enhance that even and become a little bit stronger in his positions on life and marriage. The family is just a basic unit, And I look at Wayne Stengem, and I see him as just an ordinary guy that is a part of his family and really should be strong on these issues. And maybe he will. Maybe he'll tell us more during this convention.
One thing I'd like to do with whoever the successful candidate is that comes out with the nomination, and then obviously it looks as though we'll have a primary battle as well, is have a, you know, we've done a number of talk radio town halls. They've said yes on all of them, but I'd like to do one specifically on the issues that I believe a lot of our listeners are there, right? I mean, right. And again, I don't think these are Bible-thumping, you know, trying to shove your faith down anybody's throat issues. I think they are just sort of basic, simple tenets of saying, okay, well, what, you know, do you believe in traditional marriage? And that doesn't mean you hate somebody who is in a same-sex relationship or anything. I mean, in other words, talk about it from a reasonable perspective. Same thing on the pro-life issue. I mean, every indication we have of North Dakota's pro-life credentials pretty strong. I mean,
right.
the parts of the valley would be not so, But the state in the whole, pretty strong. I mean, so these are embedded in North Dakotans, really.
But as time continues to roll along, the pro-life issue is becoming more and more clear, and younger people especially are getting it. So I look for great things in our state on the pro-life issue, and I really have that same wish and hope on the marriage issue as well.
I want to play something that has gotten Donald Trump in a little troubles, an interview where he is literally badgered by Chris Matthews, but nonetheless, you got to expect it as a presidential candidate. Roll this, and let's talk about Donald Trump's answer on what happened to women who had abortions if it was legal.
Never understood the pro-life position.
Well,
I never understood it because I understand the principle.
Understand.
It's human life as people see it. What crime is it?
Well, it's human life.
No, should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
This
is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very
hard. But you're forbidding.
Are you going to say, well, wait, are you going to say put them in jail? No, I'm asking you,
because you say you want to ban it.
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think I
and how do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, I get to the question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you, but what do you say about...
It's not funny.
Your church? Yeah, it's really not funny. Like, what do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to, but the churches make their moral judgments, but you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
To the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
I don't know. You take positions and everything else.
I do take positions and everything else. It's a very complicated position.
But you say bluntly you're pro-life, meaning you want to ban it.
This goes on for another five minutes on this question, by the way.
Your religion. I mean, you say you're a very good Catholic.
I didn't say very good. I said I'm a Catholic. Secondly, I'm asking you.
You can bring it down, Tiger. So what do you make of Trump's answer?
Well, we shouldn't be laughing. This is a very serious issue, of course, and what they failed to do and what Donald Trump failed to do was really get back to the basics. Okay, we are interested in saving the life of an unborn. That's what the life mission is about. And secondly, and as importantly, we are interested in the well-being of the potential mother. It's about both of those together. And none of those cases or either of those cases are we talking about punishing the woman. If there would be a law, it would be that the one who did the abortion would be the one who would be breaking the law.
And Trump has now said that. He's come out and said, you know, no, I didn't, you know, I don't know how he said it, but right. He totally flipped on it. And he said, no, the punishment would be for the doctor to perform.
Right. If he would have been prepared, he would have said that, you know, the abortion industry is really luring women to come and have an abortion. So in that sense, they're almost a victim. And so you would never punish the victim. So he just wasn't prepared for the discussion that was going to take place. And we want to make sure that we always come back to the main points, and that is that as a life community, and I think society in general, we want to protect life, and in this case it happens to be in the womb, and then we want the best interest and the well-being of that mother. We know that what happens to a post-abortive woman, agony, pain, trauma.
Depression, mental health issues, absolutely. No, yes. And I agree with you. And every pro-life candidate on the planet, especially one for president of the United States, needs to just stick to that, because all the other folks, like you know, Chris Matthews and others, you know, they want the yeah buts, and to drag you into a food fight over it. And that's what Chris Matthews was doing. Everything he could to damage Trump's poll numbers with women is what he was out to do. And, you know, I don't doubt he'll probably succeed. More coming up with Tom Pryor on What's On Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body's shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The others to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not. And you know what I'm talking about with crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best. Hot Springs Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we're about, we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. FargoHotSpring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington, Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance, is here. And we are chatting about some things in the news, including Donald Trump and a little bit of hot water over a flip-flop on answer to a question from Chris Matthews on MSNBC. Also want to ask about an FDA decision this week. We're brought to you today by our friends at the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway. They are gathering a whole bunch of friends and asking for your help to clean up litter along the U.S. 85 corridor, April 25th through the 30th.
Lots of notice for you to sign up and participate. Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association and partnering agencies are looking for volunteers to help. And we all can start now, really, because a lot of the litter ends up from the back of pickup trucks, you know, and rigs and everything else. So take a look around and do what you can. Give Cal a call if you want to help. 701-523-6171. North Dakota Petroleum Council, City of Bowman, City of Belfield, North Dakota Department of Transportation, Lions Clubs, Vision West ND, the Association of General Contractors in McKenzie County. A lot of folks, that's just a few of them, partnering up with Cal and Company. 701-523-6171 or email cal at trexpressway.com. All right. A couple of calls here, and then we'll get to this FDA story here. Tom, let's see. John Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's your comment or question? John, are you there?
Yeah. How's it going today?
Good, John. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm going to be kind of naive, but this abortion thing. Now, if it's a law, wouldn't the provider and the woman be at fault as far as breaking the law? Because say if I bought drugs from a drug dealer or somebody offered me a bribe and I took it and I got caught, could I use the excuse I'm a victim? Because they both broke the law. Or are they just using this? I mean, the rest of them running are all lawyers, and they should know the same thing if they came to court. Am I wrong, or am I just
Tom, you can answer it. Obviously, you know, we'd have to craft the law. Here's what I would love to have a debate about. You know, changing the laws and overturning the Supreme Court and all those things are dominate so much suck so much air out of the room on this debate. To me, this is really about changing hearts and minds. You know, it's about people just understanding this is wrong. In other words, we don't look now at the Holocaust and 6-7 million Jews exterminated because of their belief, right? As anything other than abhorrent. Well, to me, this is the same thing. And you just have to recognize. So I prefer to, you know, get there because I think we're getting into the weeds when we sit there and say, well, what would be the law? Would it be this? Would it be that? But, I mean, it's obviously part of what sucked Donald Trump into this. So what would you say to John?
Yeah, I would say laws can be crafted to reflect what the intended purpose is. And the intended purpose would be to make sure that everyone knows that, in this case, abortion would be illegal and that they should not be performed. So you'd write the law to make the legal part would be performing the abortion, and you'd have to have an abortionist, a doctor, do that.
So what John is saying is why? John's saying why wouldn't the woman be? She would be implicit in the illegal activity as well. Now, again, my answer would be because it'll be used for this very reason to make sure it's always legal.
Right.
You know?
That's a moral judgment, and we make moral judgments all day long and in every legislative bill we write. So the legislature can decide to what the intended purpose is.
Good point. Frank and Grand Forks, question or comment for Tom Fryer. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, guys. I just like to say the abortion issue is a very difficult one. And I think Donald Trump has his heart in the right place. And that he's discussing it. It's a good thing. You know, maybe it'll lead somewhere. But bottom line is his heart's in the right place. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
I kind of feel the same way. I really do. I don't know what I do. I honestly do. I believe, and again, he's Ronald Reagan once had a view that was different than he evolved to, and I think Trump has as well, and I do too. But he's got to get better at answering these questions, no doubt about it, because he brought this wound on himself. New York Times headline this week, Tom. Quote, the FDA has relaxed requirements on taking a medication to induce abortion, easing access and lowering costs. That, to me, is chilling. Relaxed requirements on taking the medication. In other words, here, just take a pill. You know, never mind that baby. Just take that pill. What about this?
Well, this bill was actually worked on in North Dakota. I think it was in 2011. And our legislature passed a bill that dealt with what this measure is about is medically induced abortion. That means you can take pills and do things. You may have one visit to the abortion clinic, but then you take the pills off-site and at a distant location. And what's very important in this procedure is to make sure that you have the right dosage and the visits that the woman would have with a doctor to make sure that safety is at the highest degree here. Well, in the discussion on that bill, the FDA at that time had the best solution. And so North Dakota decided to go with their regulation, and that would be that the dosage would be higher and the visits would be more. Now they've lowered that.
So it was a game of bait and switch.
Right, bait and switch, and they've lowered that to get more women to have abortions. It's cheaper.
Unbelievable. Just think about that, folks.
Yeah.
Again, if you look at that child, grandchild, that's a life. And what this is saying is just take a pill and be done with it. It's unbelievable.
That's why we need a new president.
Yeah, no kidding. That is well said. All right, sir. Thank you for running through the issues with us and bringing the Benham Brothers. Appreciate that. Good to see you. Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance. Out of time. Friday fun tomorrow. Don't miss it. What's on your mind?
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, it's MZ from KSEO in Santa Cruz. Pleased to announce the first of many free live Doc Wallach appearances around the country. Many of you have heard this tireless health crusader interviewed on Alex's show, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and on various other radio, television, and internet shows throughout the world. Doc Wallach has the answer to the U.S. healthcare crisis, and it's real simple and costs very little, and he wants to share it with anyone who will listen. Doc Wallach will appear live at the Best Western Hotel in South San Francisco, California, 380 South Airport Boulevard, beginning at 7 p.m. this Wednesday, March 30th, and the following evening, Thursday, March 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1960 Freedom Boulevard, Freedom, California, near Watsonville. Both events are free, and if you attend, you will find that it is impossible to be bored at a Doc Wallach lecture. In fact, you'll be amazed as well as riveted. Email mz@kscohealth.com for free reservations.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.